to item number 8.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report on the status of changes in the emergency medical services, educational service delivery, and resulting efficiencies. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, Ms. Libby, I'm sorry.
Oh, boy, y'all look alike.
Given.
No,
Miss Lucy, I'm sorry.
I have to get confused with Supervisor Clark all the time. I totally understand.
That's okay.
All right.
Committee, this is Mr. Ken Stern. Ken is our director of the paramedic program and has been the one that's implemented these really amazing changes. As you might recall, in the 2012 budget, we had a decrease in our payments to the municipalities, and as part of that decrease, we were directed as part of the budget to work with the municipalities to provide opportunities for on-shift paramedic training and particularly continuing education, and to report back in terms of how we move forward on that. Ken and his staff have worked extremely hard and have met with all of the fire chiefs to look at modeling of how we might be able to do some of the work that is involved. The first thing to start with was the continuing education, the refresher class, as it's called. This has been traditionally presented in a face-to-face classroom activity, and traditionally the students have attended during their off shift, meaning they're not on duty at the firehouse, and so it has involved some overtime. We generally have done this education 3 times a year, and that's been provided us with the opportunity to keep our paramedics at a good educational level. We have Ken worked very hard to redo this and has been getting much more flexibility, doing courses and at the offered courses and then at 2 sites, which allow the fire departments to be closer to the community. They could leave class to attend 911 calls should the need arise so that they were able to attend the classes on duty. Over 380 paramedics from 9 departments attended the spring refresher courses, and that meant that the fire departments had a overall savings of $102,000 in overtime. There is a cost of that for us, however, I should mention. Our cost for us is about $10,000 in that we had to use. We did this more often. We did this other places. We also rechanged our curriculum. So we have also been thinking about, we've also been working on that. In addition, we've decided to go from 3 classes a year to 2 classes a year, and this would save the fire departments an additional $85,000 in overtime annually. Currently, we're working with the fire departments on the consideration of the core paramedic course, whether that can be presented on shift, whether it can be presented maybe in a shorter period of time, and all those possibilities are being considered. I need to say that none of this would have been possible without the real spirit of innovation that our staff has had and our spirit of partnership with the municipal fire departments. So I believe this has been a rousing success and has indeed saved the municipalities a fair amount of overtime costs. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments or questions on committee? Supervisor Mayo?
Madam Chair, I'm glad this report came out because it was one of the initiatives came from the last budget when we had someone else in the helm. So we need to make sure that all our colleagues have see this. I would like to receive places on file so this will go on the county board. So the how we've been working with all the municipalities to try to save the paramedic program.
Thank you.
Wonderful. We have a motion to receive and place on file. There's no objections. So ordered. We have to vote on it? Okay. We have to vote on the motion to receive and place on file. Is there any other comments, questions? All right. On the motion, clerk.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair. Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.